You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Hey, folks. What's happening? What's happening? We all know, and I'm sure Jay does, being the funk meister himself, James Brown and his import. Well, his import when it comes to music. But you often will hear this name shouted on many a James Brown song. Maceo Parker, saxophonist for James Brown. He has a new book out about his life, and he joins us this morning. Maceo Parker, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
So you turned 70 years old last week, and now you got your new book, 98% Funky Stuff, My Life in Music.
Right.
So, look, you write this book, and so tell us about this journey of being with one of the baddest funk folks of all time and being in that, frankly, one of the top bands of all time.
Well, I always said I had the best seat in the house, you know, to actually learn, you know, exactly what to do, how to do, and, you know, if I ever got to a point where I wanted to have my own group, being at the institution of higher learning of James Brown's I can say State University or something like that. I just consider myself very, very lucky. Not only for me, also my brother. You know, I was really, really lucky in that, you know, me and my brother was hired at the same time, and that was you know, really, really.
When did James start shouting your name in a song? Were you surprised? Like, why he calling my name?
No, I wasn't surprised. He found out that I had a style that, you know, that he thought was kind of okay. And there were other tenor players there. And a lot of times he would get an idea to do some kind of new music, and he rushed to studio, and then we start playing, and, you know, he said, okay, you play blah da da, and you play da da da, and then he'd make up stuff right at the, you know, right on the spot. You know, if you can listen to the lyrics, you can always almost understand that he would make up lyrics right at the drop of the hat, so to speak.
And then
he got to the point where I didn't assign the sax solo to you know, one of the saxophone players. So, you know, we're trying to indicate to him, which one's going to do the solo, which one's going to do the solo, at the same time playing the vamp. And then all of a sudden, I forgot to tell. So, come on, Maceo, I guess, you know, you do what you do and like that.
Maceo, you played with James Brown for how many years off and on?
Off and on, something like about 16 and a half.
And how many times off? How many times did you go back on?
About four.
Were you fired, or did you just go do other projects?
Try to do other projects, you know. But like I said earlier, we looked at working with James Brown like going to college. You know, sometimes.
Because he didn't pay?
No.
I've heard that before.
For some reason, you know, you have to get out of college and stay out. You know, I used to go to
and make some money and then go back.
Right. Try other stuff. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, okay, hi, Mr. Brown. I'm back. Right, cool. You know, like that.
So, I want to read this book because I'm a big fan. And I've often heard that James would find you on the set. If you missed a note or if you missed a beat, is that true?
Yes.
True. What did you learn from him?
The most important thing you learned from
him. What's the most important thing you learned from James Brown?
Read the audience. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes he would repeat a tune and read the audience. Like, is it time to do a slow tune now? Is it time to do a fast tune? How long can I do this? How long can I do that? Wow. That's what I learned, you know, with all the years from being him. But I remember when you were talking about finding, I remember he used to do some kind of, I love you tomorrow. And he'd bend down and be walking, you know, past, and he's checking out shoes and see if you know, if our shoes are greased.
That's funny.
I gotta read this book.
Yeah, and if you close your fist, uh-huh, and then open it up and then close it back up and then open it up, that's a fine.
That's a fine.
Yeah, that's a signal for fine. And then sometimes it could be, you know, $50, $5, whatever. And somebody, you know, one of his people that's working for him is, uh-huh, watching him. And then he go, you know, he'll point, and he go, you know, open his fist, close it, open his thing, like that.
Open his fist.
Tom is doing this. He's showing us how it's done.
In the middle of the show. Hey, Maceo, I got to ask, you perform also with George Clinton, P-Funk, and Prince.
Yes.
Out of those folks, who reminded you more of James Brown?
Probably Prince.
Yeah.
But not in the finest stuff. Just the dancing and all. You know, George didn't dance.
And the strangeness of it all.
Yeah, George didn't dance, but you know, Prince is a dancer. Prince is like a genius, you know, and all that. But I really enjoyed, you know, being in the right spot at the right time and having the right stuff of qualifications.
What a story, huh, player?
It really does.
The book
sounds like a movie.
Family, the book is called 98% Funky Stuff, My Life in Music by Maceo Parker. Maceo, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, too.
Maceo.
Baba don't.
On the JBs. Maceo.